This one by Hazrat Maulana Habibur Rahman Azmi. He's the ustad of Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Azmi. Very, very great hadith scholar of your time. Passed away recently, not very long ago. Now, he has compiled in this kitab the conditions of various great, great elders and pious elders there that undertook the journey of Hajj. So, he doesn't even cover much relating to the Hajj itself, but just regarding them and wherever it is mentioned that they did Hajj, that's all. Or when they did Hajj, maybe in a particular year. For example, he's got about all the great Imams, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ghazali, the Anbiya alayhi salam, as I mentioned earlier. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi, great wali of his time, once while he was making tawaf, he said to one person that until you do not cross six valleys, don't consider yourself to be from the pious. You have not reached the stage of piety. But obviously we must understand that this was for that zamana, the level of piety of that zamana. The levels have dropped drastically. Now zamana, stay away from major sins. Not to be adamant in committing minor sins. Carry out the fara'id, the wajibat and the sunnah muakkada. Even such a person is considered as a pious person, a muttaqi and salih person of the zaman and age.
Six valleys
he speaks about is the first one, he says that until you do not close the door of comfort and luxury on yourself, and you don't open the door of poverty and hardship, that's the first valley. Second valley, until you do not close the door of respect and dignity on yourself and don't open the door of anonymity, that you become anonymous, nobody knows who you are. Third door you close is the door of comfort, luxury, and all the easy life, and you don't open the door of hardship and difficulty on yourself. Fourth valley, until you don't close the door of sleep on yourself and open the door of staying awake. The fifth valley, until you don't close the door of wealth and open the door of poverty. And the sixth valley, until you don't close the door of worldly plans and schemes, and you don't open the door of preparation for mort, until then, you shouldn't consider yourself from the pious. But as I say, every saying of every wali is not meant for every person, and is not meant for every zamana and age also. These are some of the things that he has compiled in this book. Comes in one narration regarding Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi that in the last Hajj he read Nafil Salah inside the Kaaba. Last Hajj of his life he read before that. There is one person by the name of Khalida says that among those people, the four people in the world who made khatam in one rakat of the Quran Sharif inside the Kaaba, among those four people in the world is Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. In one rakat, he made khatam of the whole Quran inside the Kaaba. In the last Hajj, he stood on one leg and completed half Quran, and he stood on the other leg and he completed the other Quran. And when he completed, then he made this dua,
You know, Allah, I tried my level best to worship you, but I know that I have not been able to carry out the haq and right of your worship. When he said this, Allah, a voice came from one corner of the Kaaba, and it said that you have truly recognized and your services were sincere. Therefore, we have forgiven you and all those who are your true and loyal followers, we have forgiven them also. A person by the name of Abu Mufi says that whenever I go at night to do tawaf, I will always find Imam Abu Hanifa and Sufyan rahmatullahi alayhi also doing tawaf at that time. Meaning that they used to make so much of tawaf that this person, any time of the night that he went, he would find them in the tawaf. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala reward all these great pious elders. That, what and what khidmat, what type of khidmat they did. I have one vision, a desire, that somebody must write a book on the Hajj of our Akabir, our pious elders, and include the halat of their Hajj. Allah Ta'ala make this happen one day, inshallah. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali compiled Akabirin Ka Ramadan, the Ramadan of the pious elders. When you read that now, you get an idea of how they spend their Ramadan. I was just hoping one day some kitab can be written on the Hajj of the elders. And it can be done if somebody takes the, you know, the biographies. There is always mention of the Hajj of the elders in their biographies. Maybe sometimes short, sometimes more detailed. But if that can all be taken and put together into one book, it will be a great inspiration. Because we take inspiration from our Akabirin. Who else are we going to ask to look for inspiration from? Especially the Akabirin of our immediate past. A lot of inspiration, read about how they spend their Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh, Mawlana Inam al-Hasan, Hazrat Rai Puri, Hazrat Madani, Hazrat Thanwi, Hazrat Gangohi, Hazrat Nanoti, Shaykh ul-Hind. These are all our great elders, how they spend their Ramadan. And like this, inshallah, if somebody puts together a book on how they spend their time in Hajj, it would be a great inspiration. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is malfooz about Medina. Muhammad. My respected Shaykh Hazrat Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawud Barkat has mentioned in his poetry that our value is dependent on our nisbat with Medina Munawwara. مدینہ کی نسبت میں قیمت میری وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. حضرت وہ قبل جسکین تو مہمائیں گے مدینہ کی نسبت میں قیمت میری ورنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. My value is because of مدینہ, connection to مدینہ. Otherwise we are cheap, we got no value, we are worthless, worthless. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Adawad Barakatuhu mentions in his poetry that our value is dependent on his purpose, Medina Munawwara. When anything is purchased and brought from Medina, then a lover of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will naturally appreciate and value it no matter how small or how cheap it may be, but it is linked to Madina. Why? Because it has a connection with the city of the beloved, it has been touched by the air of Madina, or it has been produced from the blessed land of Madina Sharif, and this is what has made it special. The residents of Madina Sharif are the neighbors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are the envy of the heavens because they have such extreme physical closeness to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the envy of all of us as well, for we to desire the honor of being in such proximity to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at all times. Allah, aha. How fortunate. What good fortune. Our Shaykh Dawud Barakatuhum, Arif Billah, Shafi Muhammad Akhtar Sahib says that every person in Medina is fortunate because he is one of two types of people. He is either a Darbari. Darbari means he is a courtier of the royal court, or he is a mehman, he is a guest at the royal court. The local residents, they are the courtiers, the court officials or the palace officials, and the others, us, we are guests. Everybody, therefore, never look down on any person in Madina Sharif. Never. Every person is very special who is in Madina. We leave the matter then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whose aqidah and beliefs are corrupt, we can't say anything about them. But those who are true Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, even if they are fasik and gunegar, but they got some nisbat with Madina now, inshallah, there will be some fayda for them in the akhirah. Maybe not total, but some fayda. The people of Madina, Allah, how lucky. You got any problem, what you going to do? Run to Rauza Mubarak and lift your hands and make dua to the wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, the Zat and personality that is here. There's no better place in the world for the qabooliyat of my dua. Or grant me what. Well, how can a person be parishan who stays in Medina? There's a great personality, Haji Wajihuddin, from Meerut in India. He wanted to die in Madina Sharif. He went, paid. His visa time expired, so he gave the passport in for extension. So they gave another extension of 15 days. Now, in 13 days were over, was parishan that, Ya Allah, what? He went to Rauza Mubarak. He said, that wish with which I came, Ya Allah, fulfill the wish. 13 day or 14 day, just the day before the expiry of the visa, he passed away. Jannatul Baqi Sharif. You see these people who are living in Madina Sharif, aha. What good fortune. Here, what do we do when we feel down? We're feeling low. We look for our pious elders. We go and look for some Allah wala. In our heart, maybe we have a'tiqad and yaqeen whether the person is real Allah wala. That only Allah knows. The fellow makes the people according to our husn azal. We go and look for those people and we try and sit in the sohbet and company with this hope that inshallah some fayda and benefit. People of Medina, what more can they ask? What can they ask for more than that? Thank them. Everything that anything in this universe can need is all there in Medina Sharif. MashaAllah, I see some of our South African people who settle there. Very fortunate people who go there and I. Sami? Family?
Yes, we came down to.
Say, I heard the thing that tells me. Nothing there. We go there in the night, midnight. Yeah. Ah, ha, ha. What more can you ask for? What more can you ask for? What more can you ask for? That is why Hazrat Mawlana Abraham Haq Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say at
Rosa Mubarak that Ya Rasulallah, the haq is that we should stay here and not go away. But for your deen, and to make manners and effort for your deen, that is the reason why we're leaving your less than noble company and we're going into the world. Because we know that you will be happy, more happier, that we are doing the efforts of your deen than if we have to stay behind. So when we leave there to our niyat must be that we are leaving Medina, not because we want to leave Medina. We don't ever want to leave Medina. But we're leaving Medina because we want to go back and do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that that will bring more happiness to him than our staying behind in Medina. Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy and grace does not want to deprive any one of us of the blessing of being close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So He gave us a simple recourse to always being to our Nabi, beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This nearness is attained via our nisbat with the amal of Medina. That is the sunnat way of life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our value in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is dependent on our relationship with His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course with the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala informs us in the Quran, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you do love Allah Ta'ala, follow me, Allah shall love you and forgive you your sins, and Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. And my Shaykh has presented the same message in poetry form. نقشِ پاکِ نبی ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملا تیرے سنت کے راستے. In the Khanqah Sharif, you see everywhere the poetry of Hazrat Wala on the wall. Silent lectures, silent lectures, silent reminders. See it on the wall. This poetry, you read it. In Hazrat Wala's Khanqah in his room, there's one beautiful thing that just like almost above his head where he sleeps. It struck me very much in it. Allah apne bande ke liye kaafi hai. Allah is sufficient for his servant. Sometimes the message writing on the wall can be a big lesson. People like fridge magnets. And they put all funny jokes and things on there. But if you take a fridge magnet and you put some nice things, every time you walk in your kitchen, you look at it, your family looks at it, your children look at it. Isn't that a reminder? Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullahi used to keep some poetry, ash'ar, on his desktop. Nowadays, the desktop has taken a different connotation. So that desktop of today also, they use the same principle there. Hazrat used to keep this poetry on his desktop. Reh ke dunya mein nahi deba bashar ko ghaflat. رہ کے دنیا میں نہیں زیبا بشر کو غفلت. موت کا دھیان لازم ہے کہ ہر آن رہے. And other such kind of poetry also others used to keep on this as a reminder. Every time you look at it, your eye falls on it, it's a reminder. We are constantly in need of reminders. The footprints of the beloved of Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the road to Jannah. The sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam connect one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a misconception that a person's repeated performance of Hajj and Umrah and repeated visits to Medina is to be taken as a yardstick of piety. The yardstick of piety is not how many Umrahs or Hajj a person has made, but how many were accepted. Allah Ta'ala have mercy. You see some of the people that go, especially those people who go with other intentions. They go there. Very little effect or impact of Makkah and Medina on their heart. You don't say no effect, but little. Much less than what it should be, at least. Try and have husn-e-zan. But
not the desired level, not what you should really be doing then. The present day scenario is saddening to say the least, since Umrah and Hajj have become a holiday, shopping spree, and a tour for the majority. The deficit is in sincerity of intention. As been said, the visitors are many, but the pilgrims are few. For many, these trips are now for business and trade. For others, each trip is another feather in their cap, which must be made known and announced to the world. There are those that boast of their yearly trips, whether for Hajj or Umrah or both, updating us on the number of visits they made to Makkah and Medina. We've heard people say, I made Umrah for the past 20 or 30 years and never missed out one. Yet the reality is that we cannot count our Umrahs and Hajj. We cannot say how many have been performed because we do not know how many have been accepted. Those Umrahs and Hajj that are accepted are the only ones that we can count, and we will only come to know of their acceptance on the day of Qiyamah. In this dunya, how you know? Despite the frequent visits to the Haramain Sharifain, there is generally not much improvement in our spirituality. We have not brought a reformation in our lifestyle. We have not fulfilled the rights of people. We have not returned to people that which is their due. We have not asked forgiveness from those whom we have wronged. If we are not punctual with Salah, if our Zahir and our Batin does not reflect the purity and spirituality that comes with visits to the Haramain Sharifain, then we should truly be concerned as to the quality and acceptance of our Hajj and Umrah. You're going there, Zahiri Surat and Shakal, beard is not according to the Sunnah, Libas is not according to the Sunnah, garments are below the ankle, language is not under control, people have been swearing bad words in Makkah and Medina, astaghfirullah. That Mubarak land, they've been displaying terrible attitude, anger, disrespect to people. There've been fist fights, not to say about the argument between husband and wife. I have mentioned many times that the Maal of Medina is not what is available in its marketplace, bazaars and shopping complex. Unfortunately, when we visit Medina, then more often than not, the objective is the Maal of Medina. The majority of those visiting Medina forget the purpose of the visit once their gaze fall on the commercial centers of Medina Sharif. Many who do not know about the material commodities being sold plan in advance that there will be an exchange or purchase of gold. There will be this commodity, that commodity bought. Whilst in Medina, the talk is the latest technology, the cell phones, the best gold shops, cloak shops, and so forth. The intention and pursuit becomes the Maal of Medina and not the A'mal of Medina. And this is how our stay of 7 or 8 days passes, mauled by the malls. Our iman, our love for Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our time, our energy, our money are mauled in the obsession we have of shopping. We forget and sometimes not even care to give any kind of attention or express any kind of appreciation to our host, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because we are so caught up in material purchases. Allah. Instead of filling up the pockets of our hearts with the wealth of love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and with the wealth of his noble characteristics, we fill up suitcases and suitcases, many a time even purchasing more suitcases for filling up the material commodities of Medina Sharif. I've seen this myself, as if it's not exaggerated. I've seen people buying so much that they had to buy more bags. And from Medina, they had to cargo their stuff down. Even on going to Makkah, that's a separate shopping street. I am not saying that it is haram to shop there. It is meritorious if a person makes purchases with the intention to support the businessmen and savers of Medina Munawwara. Let the ladies know this part very well. The hadith also makes mention that when we are on a journey, we should make some effort to bring back gifts for our families, no matter how small or how cheap, because there is always an expectation from those who remain behind at home that the person on a journey will remember his loved ones and bring something back for them. But this should not be misconstrued. Shopping is not meant to be the be-all and end-all, especially of our visit to the Haramain Sharifain.
person should purchase a few gift items a day or two before departure, and the gift that we should be appreciating most are the du'as of the Haramain Sharifain, Salamat Raza Mubarak, the Zamzam of Makkah, and the Khajur of Medina. Almost everything else is made in China. Taiwan and Japan and can be purchased anywhere else in the world, including our own country or city or town. You go here, value center or somewhere, you'll buy the same thing. And you're going to carry it all the way from there. What is the fun? Some of our people are, mashallah, conscientious that they want to please their children or grandchildren too, that they don't want to waste their time. Before they leave, they go here, buy whatever toys, nice things they want to, keep it away. When they come back, they produce it. Already kept at home somewhere, secret. They produce it as if they bought it there, the children see, they get happy. What difference? What they know the difference? The true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make this trip to fill their hearts. However, the Haramain Sharifain offer a different market where such spiritual bounties are obtained which cannot be obtained anywhere else in the world. The true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make the trip to fill their hearts and minds with the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his beautiful seerat and surah, with his kindness, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, generosity, abstinence, and the treasure trove that we know of his noble life. This visit should be purely to visit Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make salam to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to spend time in his Mubarak city, and being from our visit those virtues, those qualities that will be the medium of bonding with him, and being the means of our own value increasing in the sight of Allah ta'ala. If all the visitors to Madinah Sharif were to return home with the true mal and wealth of Madinah Sharif, that is the akhlaq and amal of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the value of the entire ummah will increase. The Sahaba were the stars of mankind, guides and leaders for all nations and peoples. They had to thus make the great sacrifice of leaving Medina Munawwara to spread the deen of Islam. Despite them being distant from their beloved Medina Sharif, they traveled with the nisbat of Medina. This was the key to their success. Wherever they went, there was progress and success. I mentioned this before also. It's better that your heart be in Medina and Mecca and your body anywhere else in the world than being with your body in Mecca, Medina and your heart elsewhere in the world. A lot of people go for Hajj and they say, missing the children, missing the children, missing the children. Now what we imply, we're not saying it openly, but now we are actually implying that I want to go away. Rather spend less time, but with shock and talab, than spending long, long periods of time, and then the shock and talab is gone. That is why you have to make yourself here before you go there. You don't make yourself here, when you go there, then where's the qadar and the value? You can't make yourself there. Those people who build themselves up here, and then they go, aha. From the first moment they already gaining and earning. On the other hand, we put price tags on ourselves by looking at our material possessions. What are material possessions? Panah will overcome them. Let us introspect and consider our value in the light of the nisbat that we have with Medina Sharif. The reality is that we have discarded our nisbat with Medina Sharif, and as such our value has decreased. Today the ummah as a whole is being sold very cheaply in the markets of the kuffar. This is our own doing and downfall. If we have to reconnect with the way of life, the actions and characters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then most definitely we will fetch a high price in Allah Ta'ala's esteem, and we will be successful in both worlds. Allah give us both. MashaAllah, beautiful nasihat and advice. Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Allah Ta'ala to His Holy and Salaam grant us the true Muhabbat. Muhammad, Muhammad of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muhammad of Mecca, Medina.
لمدة مبارك الاسم لمحبة of his beloved ones لمحبة of those أعمال that will bring us closer to him.